Okay, today we're going to do one of the more confusing sugyas in the in Hilchos Yichud, and that is the sugya of two rooms zeh lefnei mizeh. So let's, and as I mentioned earlier, this is a very critical sugya in terms of a very practical yichud issue, which is the issue of your home, your housekeeper's in the house, and no one else is home, no one else is going to be home for a while. Is it a solution to just go to a different room, lock the door, close the door, and just be in a different room even though you're in the same house? Is that a workable solution? Is there any reason to assume that would be okay? So it's, there are two comments the Gemara has, or two inyanim the Gemara discusses back to back to each other, and both of them relate very much to this sugya. So let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, we'll review the story that we saw in Pei Alpha Men Aleph. Rav Bibi Ikla, about 6 lines, 4 lines get wide. Rav Bibi Ikla lebe Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi went to Rav Yosef's house. Basar dekarach rifta amrlu shkuli dargu mitosi Bibi. After they had their meal, he said, I need you to remove the ladder from under Bibi. So the Gemara says, why? Why does he have to remove the ladder? It's no problem to have yichud with Rav Yosef's wife. Rav Yosef was still in town. And when it's Baal HaBir, it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, no, the heter of Baal HaBir was neutralized in this case because Shaini Rav Bibi, Dishushvi Nasei Havai. Rav Bibi was a close friend or neighbor of Rav Yosef's wife, and therefore Vegaisa Bey was a situation of Libo Gaspa, and when you have a situation of Libo Gaspa, that counters the heter of Baal HaBir, so it goes back to being just a regular Yichud situation, a man and an Eshes Ish, and therefore Rav Bibi thought it was necessary to remove the ladder in order to avoid the Yichud problem. Now, that's part one. Amar Rav Kahana, now here's part two. The part one we've discussed and we've seen before, but it's going to come up again. Amar Rav Kahana, part two. Rav Kahana says as follows. You have the following situation. Anashim yibachutz v'nashim yibifnim. Men in an outer room, women in an inner room. Whenever you're dealing with inner and outer room, the assumption is that it's called an inner room because the only way to get out is through the outer room. We're going to have to see how this plays out in situations where that's not the only way to get out, where there may be another way to get out as well, or maybe two rooms that open up into a common hallway that are not at all zelifnim, said, that aren't even connected to each other. But that's not the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is inner room, outer room. The only way to get out of the inner room is through the outer room. Women are in the inside, men are in the outside. It doesn't, how many women, how many men? So what do you understand? How do you understand the Gemara? A bunch, right? Whatever it is, it's got to be at least two of each. Right? So probably we assume a bunch of women in the inside, a bunch of women in the outside, a bunch of men in the outside. Ein choshin mishum yichud, says Rav Kahana, that we're not choshish mishum yichud. So first of all, just the lashon again, ein choshish mishum yichud, seems to keep coming up. Although the lashon would imply that it's not just that it's not asur mishum yichud, but that we don't even have to be concerned that it might lead to yichud, or that it might be some sort of drabanan of yichud. But that just seems to be the expression the Gemara uses when we're describing something that itself is not a yichud problem. Like Pesach Pesach L'Rosh Hashanah, we said, we didn't just say ein asur mishum yichud, we said ein choshish mishum yichud. So we also ein choshish mishum yichud. Yichud anosh ein choshish mishum yichud. That's when the women are on the inside. What's the svara why we wouldn't be concerned for yichud when women are on the inside, men are on the outside? Well, let's first see the flip side. Anashim mibefnim v'nashim mibachutz. But if men are on the inside and women are on the outside, then choshin mishum yichud. Then we are worried about yichud. With men on the inside, and the only way for the men to get out is through the room that the women are in, that's a problem. When the only way for women to get out is through the room that the men are in, it's no problem. On the simplest level, without looking at any Rishonim, this may very well relate to the difference between the halachas of Yichud when it comes to multiple men versus the halachas of Yichud when it comes to multiple women. If you have one woman with many men, that's not a problem of Yichud. One man with many women, let's say two, is definitely a problem of Yichud, more than two, Machlokas Rashi and other Rishonim, but one man with many women is going to be a problem of Yichud. So when you have men on the inside, women on the outside, any man that wants to go out is going to have to go into a room that's full of women. and that's going to be a yichud problem. No, there's no reason to assume anyone from the outer room is going to be coming inside, because why would anyone from the outer room come inside? There's no, it's a dead end. It doesn't lead to anywhere. So no one from the outside is going to come inside, but some from the inside will come outside, and that's going to be a yichud problem. When you have women on the inside and men on the outside, well then even if a woman does go through the outer room, it's no problem. She's with a bunch of men, and it's no problem with a bunch of men. As long as there's more than one man, and they're not prutzim, then it's perfectly fine. And when the Gemara is just going to discuss a random case, it's not going to assume prutzim, it will assume regular people. So the Gemara says, regular people, regular case, that would not be a problem. That is Rav Kahana's Cheshbon L'chora. B'masnisa Tana, but then there's a Braisa that tells us the following, Ibcha, the exact opposite. Meaning, the Braisa tells us, men on the inside, women on the outside, where we thought that would be a problem, Braisa says, no, that's fine. Women on the inside, men on the outside, all of a sudden that's a problem. So what's the svara for the ipcha? What's the svara for the braisa that teaches the opposite? Says Rashi, Anoshim b'chutz v'noshim b'fnim, choshishin shemi yikonis ha'echad l'fnim, v'lo yargishu bo chaveirav. The concern is not that someone's going to go from the inside to the outside. The concern is always in the opposite direction. The concern is that someone's going to go from the outside to the inside. So when you have men on the outside and women on the inside, if one man comes inside to that room, you have a yichud problem. When you have women on the outside, men on the inside, one woman comes into that room, you don't have a yichud problem. Multiple men, no yichud problem. So whereas Rav Kahana is always concerned people from the inside are going to go to the outside, the Bryce is concerned people from the outside are always going to go to the inside. Why? What's the svara? What's the svara to, for each one? What's the svara to be concerned that, which one is more logical to you? Start with that. Right, why? Yeah, you're not going to be locked indoors forever, and eventually people go out. So if Kahana seems to be very logical, that the concern is always going to be someone from the inside is going to go outside. And that's always going to be the chashash, and because of that chashash, that's going to be a yichud problem. So what's the svara for the braisa? Why is the braisa concerned? Two questions about the braisa. Why is the braisa concerned that someone from the outside is going to go inside? It's a dead end. Why would they go inside? And why is the braisa not concerned that someone from the inside is going to go outside? Apparently, there's no concern about that. Why is the braisa not worried about that? So what do you think? Yeah.
Because of the suluk, if you're always going through one way, it's like, you know, there's somebody else who's going to come through.
So the Braisa must assume that when you're in the outer room, just like you went to the outer room, going from the inside to the outside is the path well traveled. And the fact that it is a path well traveled means that you're not going to be the only one taking that path. And therefore it becomes a Pesach Pesach L'Rosh Hashanah. It becomes an example of Pesach Pesach L'Rosh Hashanah. So if the man is on the inside and he goes to the outer room where the women are, yeah, so one man and several women may be in this of yichud, but not if there's a doorway where people are always going to be going through this room. And the outer room is a thoroughfare. The outer room is a place where people are always going through. So that's going to be a Pesach Pesach L'Rosh Hashanah. But if someone goes to the inner room, then it's not a Pesach Pesach L'Rosh Hashanah. Why would anyone be coming into the inner room? The only people that would ever be coming into the inner room, if it's Nashim Yibifnim V'Nashim Yibichutz, are Nashim. And that doesn't help you. So you're not going. So if you're in the inner room, you're going into a private area that's not Pesach L'Rosh Hashanah. So it seems to be that Rav Kahana thinks being in the outer room will provide you with enough privacy that it's not considered Pesach L'Rosh Hashanah, and that's where you can have a yichud problem. So Rav Kahana is really doing a delicate balancing act, that when you have people in separate rooms, there's a reasonable enough concern that somebody is going to go to the outer room, but not so much of a concern that people pass through that somebody else is also going to go. You know, the first person that goes, that's what we're concerned about. And that person is not going to think in his mind, oh no, someone else might come. He's going to feel safe that he's the only one. So Rav Kahana is really balancing the idea that people need to go to the outer room with the reality, with the comfort level of the person who does go to the outer room in knowing that no one else is going to be coming to the outer room. So viewed from that perspective, Rav Kahana actually would seem to be much less logical. Because the Braisa just cuts it very clear. The outer room is not a place of yichud because it's a pesach pesach l'rosh hashanah. The inner room, that's a place of yichud. Period. Rav Kahana is saying, well, the outer room is a place where people go, so I'm always worried someone might go, but it's not a place where so many people go that after the first person goes, he's going to be worried that more people are going to be coming. So it makes the brisa a little bit more, it seem a little bit more logical than Rav Kahana. Now, how do we paskin? The Gemara says, Hashtadam Rav Kahana achi. We have Rav Kahana saying one way, we have Rabbi saying another way, so we go l'chumra. And therefore, whether it's anashim b'fnim v'nashim b'chutz, whether it's anashim mi'b'chutz v'nashim mi'b'fnim, it's always going to be asur.
Yeah?
Right. It's also a little funny that the Gemara will assume like the Brisa, that the Amora is a bar plukta of the Brisa, and that's okay for some reason.
Essentially, they argue like fundamentally about what's going on, like how to review it. Let's choose like both at the same time.
It's a suffix. So it's a suffix la'alacha, and because it's a suffix la'alacha, we're going to be machmir. And what's the obvious kasha? When you have a suffix la'alacha, what do we normally say? Daraisa l'chum d'rabbanan kula. No? What's this? Suffix daraisa or suffix d'rabbanan? Why is it d'rabbanan?
Because it's not two people in the same room.
Right, it's not one and one. It's since it's nashim, even if one man ends up in the room of the women, he's in the room of women, not woman. So that's Rabbanan. Almost all Rishonim assume that Shnei Nashim is Rabbanan. There are some Rishonim that assume Shnei Nashim is Daraisa, but most Rishonim assume that it's Rabbanan.
Couldn't this chash be that it could end up being one and one? Like, it may lead to one and one?
That everyone's going to clear out the room for them?
No, I'm saying like they could like go to like a school place.
It doesn't seem that any of the Rishonim learn it that way. It seems that they learn that the man is going to go to the room of the women. That's the difference. When the woman comes to the room of the man, now you don't have a yichud problem because there's more than one man. We don't think the other guys are going to empty out. And when a man goes to the woman's room, to the room where the women are, you do have a problem because with more than one woman, it's a problem. Yeah.
Can that be why they're going to use the washing machine as opposed to
Asr? Oh, well, we'll get back to that. What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
Meaning that because it's not, we didn't say that it's Asr, right? In these cases, Nashim Bechus, Nashim Bechim, and vice versa. It said it would be Choshesh for them or not Choshesh for them. For that there couldn't be a situation of Yichud.
And therefore? So what are you trying to be Mitzayik?
That it's not Asr, it's a Choshesh, that it could happen. It could be that there could be a situation that could come up with Yichud, so we're Choshesh for that. And
so you're saying it's Nisim Yidrabanan, like a Gzera L'Gzera? It's hard to say that, because the Gemara consistently uses the term choshishin to describe the isra of yichud. I think, meaning like pesach pesuach ein choshin means it's no longer going to be aser, but without the pesach pesuach choshin it would be aser. So I think the Rishon generally assume that it is an isra.
Yeah, you could say that if it was a real like something deraisa, then a bai wouldn't be saying it. He wouldn't just say like I'm going to be chumra. Since it's like a fake,
it's only the Rabbanan, therefore it's going to be,
you have to say,
we're going to
be not there.
Ah, meaning, you're saying, the kasha that we were asking, it's something to Rabbanan, why is he going to Lechumrah? You're saying, yeah, but that's why he has to say that he's going to Lechumrah, otherwise we know on our own to go to Lechumrah when it's a real something to Raisa. But we still have to address the issue, though. Why is he going to Lechumrah? So, the Divrei Malkiel addresses this in his tshuva. I didn't see any of the Mishonim really address this, which was somewhat surprising. But the Divrei Malkiel was a tshuva sefer written in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Rav Malkiel Tzvi ben Rav Yonah Halevi Tannenbaum, a Polish posek, and I know that from the Bar Ilan CD. I give a little bio, and the Divrei Malkiel writes that this is very similar to the Svara of the Ran in Perek Arvei Pesachim when it comes to Haseba, and the Ran in the first Perek of Megillah when it comes to Kriyas and Megillah in a city that's Suffolk, whether we're surrounded by a wall or not. What does he, and that's what he says. So what does he mean by that? Yeah, it's very it jumps out at you because it's almost the same Lashon that the Gemara uses. In Pesachim Daf Kuv Ches, the Gemara has machlokas which two kosos of yayin you need to do assay before. Do you need to lean for the first two, or do you need to lean for the last two? So the Gemara says, well, on the one hand, you would need to lean for the first two, because that's when we're describing the Klal Yisrael going to freedom. So that's where it makes sense. That's when it's happening. Whereas, on the other hand, you could say that, no, it makes more sense to lean for the last two kosos, because by then we're free already, and only once you're free do you lean. So the Gemara says, hashadit marhachi vit marhachi. Since it's some, you know, there's room to argue one way, there's room to argue another way. Since there's some say in the name of Itmar Mishmed Rav Nachman, Bayasebev Itmar Mishmed Rav Nachman, Lo Bayasebev, it's said in the name of Rav Nachman either way, and you could say it, you know, you could argue it both ways. Idiv Idi Bayasebev. Hashad Itmar Hachi Vitmar Hachi. The Gemara is such an expression. Therefore, you need to do a Seba on both. So the Ran over there asks the famous Kasha, what do you mean? A Seba is only Din Rabbanan. Why are you being Machmir when you have a Suffolk to Rabbanan? We should be Makel. So the Ran says, no, because what's going to happen if you're going to be Makel on the Suffolk to Rabbanan? You're going to say that I don't know whether I should lean for the first two Kosos. So Suffolk to Rabbanan, Lakula. Then you can get to the last two Kosos and say, I don't know if I should lean for the last two Kosos. Suffolk to Rabbanan, Lakula, and you can end up not leaning at all, and then you're not going to do the mitzvah at all. And anytime you're okay with the mitzvah legamri, and you're doing something definitely wrong, meaning to go lakula on the Suffolk Rabbanan will mean that it's going to be entirely disastrous, that you're definitely doing something wrong, you're definitely violating the halacha, then you have to be machmir both. That's the Shita Sarad. The Ran in Megillah says it a little differently, and there's a major kasha the Mishnah Melech raises. The Ran in Megillah says, let's say you have a city where you're not sure if it was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun or not. So what do? You read on Yadalid, read Megillah on Yadalid Adar, or on Tesvad? So the Ran says, well, the Gemara says you read on that you read on Yadalid. So the Ran says, why do you read on Yadalid? You should say Suffolk to Rabbanu Lakula. I'm not sure if I should read Yadalid or Tesva. On Yadalid, I'm not sure if today's my day to read. Maybe our city was surrounded by a wall from days of Yeshua ben Nun, Suffolk to Rabbanu Lakula. Comes Tesva, I should say, I'm not sure if today's my day to read Suffolk to Rabbanu Lakula. So the Ran answers, no, you can't say Suffolk to Rabbanu Lakula, because if Suffolk to Rabbanu Lakula will leave you without a mitzvah, definitely doing something wrong by skipping Megillah entirely, then you have to be Machmir on the first of the two possibilities. On the first of the two. So the Mishnah Melech raises the stira. And Psachmi says, when it's going to leave you without a mitzvah, you have to be Machmir on all of them. On the first two and the last two. Whereas in Megillah, the Ran says, when Suffolk to Rabbanu Lakula is going to leave you without a Megillah reading at all, you have to be Machmir on the first day. On the 14th, not on the 15th. So Mishnah Melech raises that kasha. The Mishnah Melech has a mahalich where the Mishnah Melech suggests that when being makil on both will leave the entire Jewish world without a mitzvah, it's going to destroy the mitzvah entirely, then you have to be machmir on both. So if everyone were to say Suffolk to Rabbanu Lakula on the first two, Suffolk to Rabbanu Lakula on the last two, well then no one would do the mitzvah of a seba at all. On Dalet Kosos, the entire Jewish world would be in trouble. So the mitzvah would disappear. Whereas by Megillah, it's not the case. By Megillah, if a city isn't sure if it had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun or not, being Mekel on both would leave that city without the mitzvah of Megillah. But most other cities are still going to be fine. In Yerushalayim, they'll know what to do. In Wurzburg, they'll know what to do. Most cities will know what to do. It'll be a city every now and then that won't know what to do. So that one city that has the suffix, so then you could just be Machmir in the first one. That's the Mishnah Melech's Mahalik. Now, applying that to us, to Yichud, so what do we have over here? But just by the way, just a good Mar Makom on this, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where someone asked about a yard site. They weren't sure what day to observe yard site. The parents lived far, far away, and the kid was in yeshiva somewhere, and it was like a month's journey to get back home, and he received word that his father had died, and it wasn't clear whether he had died on the fourth day of the month or the fifth day of the month. So he didn't know which day to fast. The minhag in Shulchan Aruch was supposed to fast at a yard site. We changed that minhag to eating, I don't know why, to making a party, but really the minhag in Shulchan Aruch was supposed to fast at the yard site. So he didn't know which day he's supposed to fast for the yard site. So the Chassam Sofer said, well, fasting for the yard site, din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? At most, it's d'rabbanan. So he said, Suffolk d'rabbanan lakula on the fourth day of the month, Suffolk d'rabbanan lakula on the fifth day of the month. That would leave you with nothing. and therefore you should do what? What? Which one? Or both? Well, the Ran Megillah, thinking like the Ran Megillah, you would say the first. Thinking like the Ran Pesachim, you would say both. But how do you determine which way to think, like the Ran Megillah, the Ran Pesachim? What did the Mishnah Melech say? What?
It's not going to be okay this whole day.
Ah, so that's where I would have gone. I would have said, well, you're not going to be okay. Plenty of people will know when to observe yard sites, so yard sites are still safe. You're the only, you know, little yidul with a problem, so you should think like the Ran Megillah. Some service says no. Some service says it depends. Do you have siblings? He says each neshama needs its tikkun. And if that neshama doesn't get its tikkun, that's called that you're being okay, that neshama's tikkun legamri. Meaning we don't view it as yartzeitz. We view it as this neshama needs its tikkun. So if you have siblings back home who know exactly when the yartzeitz is, you just can't communicate with them, but they're observing the yartzeitz on the proper day, and you're just the only one with the issue, then think like the Ran and Megillah. And then you would observe the first day. But if you don't have any siblings and you're the only one observing the art site, well then you're in danger of being okay legamri, then you do like the Ran Pesach and you fast for both days. That was the
siblings, no.
What?
Usually the case is none of the siblings know about all the siblings.
Right. So if none of the siblings know, you gotta think like the Ran Pesach, that it's gonna be okay legamri. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be that by putting the new one say one day is because you're gonna make a bracha?
That you could always read without a bracha. You always have that option.
Unless you're assuming that that's the day that you're chayav in Kriya. No?
But I'm saying you could be machmir to read both days.
Without making a bracha.
Without making a bracha, yeah. Okay, getting back to our story over here. So what's the Divrei Malkil saying? Why does our Gemara say that when we're not sure whether to go like Rav Kano or to go like the Brisa, so we should be machmir and we should be machmir in both cases, whether it's anashim b'fnim, anashim b'chutz, or vice versa, we're always going to be machmir because we know that one of them is right. We know that one of them is right. And apparently, what does it mean we know that one of them is right? Why do we know one of them is right? Maybe the Brice is correct that Rav Kahana is wrong, and Rav Kahana is correct that the Brice's Chumar is wrong, and therefore we shouldn't be Machmir at all. I mean, how do we know, is there anything to compel us that would compel us to say that one of them is right? So the implication is that Rav Kahana wasn't just reporting this on his own. This was a tradition from the days of the Tanaim, and Rav Kahana had reported the tradition one way, and the Brice had reported the tradition the other way. So we have varying presentations of what the tradition was. But we know there is a tradition that if there's men in one room, women in the other room, that there's some sort of isser. We just don't know which way. So if you can say something on both ways, you can end up with nothing. You can end up getting it definitely wrong, and therefore we need to be machmir on both of them. Now over here you can't think like the Ran and the Megillah say, let's just be machmir on the first one, because there's no first. It's not a first and a second. There are two situations. So you're going to have to be machmir on both. What? How?
Same way you picked the Megillah.
No, by Megillah the way you picked it was first. So there's no criteria with which to pick it, and therefore we can't just pick. It doesn't make sense to arbitrarily pick one of them.
Why is first better than arbitrarily?
Because it comes first, so it's the first shaila that you have. So once you're machmir on that day, now you know you can be making. Then you took a stand, you put your stake in the ground, and you said today's the day, and that means tomorrow's not the day, and therefore I could be more makel tomorrow.
So every case is different. Whichever situation happens, you should do that.
Yeah, but again, that's arbitrarily. I don't know. That would seem to be somewhat arbitrary. So. Going back to our story here, let's go back to what we're really setting out to do over here. There is a fundamental machlokas in the Rishonim how to understand the sugya, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi reads that what are we describing over here as being a problem, as being an isser at the end of this Gemara? Men in one room, women in the other room. Freeze frame right there. No one's intermingling. Everyone's in their own rooms. Rashi says, Aser. It's already Aser. Why is it Aser? Well, I'm worried a man is going to go to where the women are. So it's Aser. One way or the other, whether it's the man going inside to the women or the man going outside to the women, I'm worried that a man is going to go to where the women are. Aser. Oh, very good. So, that's Rashi. Right there, it's Aser. Says the Rambam very differently.
seems like we're always reading the Rambam in Halacha Ches. It's like the most important halacha in Parakha Beis of Yisrei Bia. Keeps coming up. The Rambam describes, Hayu ha'anashim mibachutz va'anashim mibifnim, o ha'anashim mibifnim va'anashim mibachutz. So he describes our Gemara, both cases. And then he adds five critical words. U'pirsha isha achas lebein ha'anashim. 10 critical words. O ish lebein ha'anashim. And then one person goes from one room to the other, whether it be a man to where the women are, or a woman to where the men are, asurin mishum yichud. Then you have a problem of yichud. So the obvious idea that the Rambam makes it, even if a woman goes to where the men are, that's a problem, that's the Rambam l'shitaso. What do I mean that's the Rambam l'shitaso? He holds we're all prutzim, exactly. So the Rambam is always going to pass and prutzim, and therefore, even if a woman ends up in a room with 10 men, you got a problem. But the Rambam says, you have men in one room, women in the other room, freeze frame right there, you have no problem. When does the problem begin? When someone goes from one room to the other. As long as everyone stays where they're supposed to stay, you don't have a problem. Yeah.
So then it's Rambam. Is there a difference between the lashon of Loshin and Aser according to the Rambam?
Let's see. Let's see. Okay. Chin li sachi l'shach v'afim nashim harbe. Nashim harbe ima nashim harbe in choshesh in liyichud. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I'd have to work on it. I didn't think it through. Well, the Rambam's right, meaning exactly. No, that fits very nicely. The Gemara is saying you have men in one room, women in the other room. Beware, because the yichud problem might come. The Rambam says, and you know when it's going to be usher? When the yichud problem actually comes. As long as they stay where they are, you can beware all you want, but it's not a problem yet. So the Rambam might be reading, like you were saying before, that choshen doesn't mean that it's an issur, it just means, you know, elevated sense of what's going on, because something might happen. But it's not an issur yet. It's only an issur once someone actually goes, according to the Rambam. That's what it sounds like, according to the Rambam. Now, according to the Rambam, it would turn out that as long as you're in separate rooms, even if someone might go into the room where the women are, if you're in separate rooms, it's totally fine. That's not a yichud situation.
I'm assuming you're trying to connect it to 101. I feel like that would be
good. Ah, good. No? Tell me.
101 would be a suffix to a resis, so that would be a lechomer.
Good. Maybe, so what Max is suggesting is that I'm making a connection that's not there. Because what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say, so you're at home with your housekeeper, and you want to go into one room and let her be in another room, and it's totally fine, according to the Rambam, as long as you don't actually go into each other's room, into the room where the other one is, you should be totally fine. So, wait a second, over here, it's Nashim and Anashim all in plural. Maybe then we're going to say that when one from one group goes to the other group, it's only an Isser when it actually happens, but not before it happens. But maybe when it's a one-on-one situation, it should be also even before it happens. Why? What's the svara? Well, wait a second. Even when it's a one-on-one situation, if it's with my non-Jewish housekeeper, it's only nisud drabanan. So why should I distinguish between one-on-one versus groups?
The Rambam saying the situation isn't the situation of yichud. The situation of yichud isn't there yet, so you can't say there's no stuff to be machmir.
Right.
So one-on-one, you're not going to be machmir because there's nothing there yet.
So you're agreeing with me, not with Max. Okay, but tell me why Max might be right. Why might he be right that there's more reason to be machmir, even in a Yichud Rabbanan case, if it's one person and one person?
It's definitely
not Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabbim, because
no one else
would be there. So if the heter is that it's Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabbim, that you go into one into the other room, and someone else could still be coming, right? So then you don't have that with one-on-one. But the problem with that is, according to the Rambam, there is no Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabbim. Because as soon as one goes into the other room, you have a Yichud problem. If it was Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabbim, you wouldn't have a Yichud problem. So the Rambam is not goris the whole Pesach Rosh Hashanah issue at all in our Gemara. He doesn't think that that's an issue in our Gemara, apparently. But maybe the difference is as follows. Rashi alluded to a svara when he discussed nashimi bifnim va'anashimi bachutz, that it might be a problem if the women are in the inside, like the way the Brisa said it. So he described what's the concern, that one of the guys might sneak in to the women in a way that lo yargishu, that the other guys there won't notice. Meaning the very fact that you start in a group means that there's a higher likelihood that someone will notice when you slip away. And therefore, maybe that's a deterrent to yichud. So maybe when it's multiple people, the Rambam says, yeah, now I'm not worried if you're in separate rooms that someone's going to slip into the other room, because there are other people there that would notice that you're slipping into the other room and say, hey, buddy, what are you doing? You're not allowed to leave here. You can't go into that room. But if you're all alone, there's no deterrent whatsoever. So maybe we should be machmir. So I can't say that from the Rambam alone we're already comfortable to say let your housekeeper go in one room and you in another room. It's very different. This case is where there are multiple people, we're slipping away, maybe a problem. Also, interestingly, according to the Rambam, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? According to the Rambam, the Isser is only when the guy goes with the women. Prior to that, there's no Isser. Shkayach, a guy is in a room alone with a couple of women, that's an Issa Yichud. I know that's an Issa Yichud. That's what the whole parak, that's what the whole last daf was about. What's the chiddush of the Gemara? So just ahara, you have to say the chiddush of the Gemara according to the Rambam. I think different Malkiel says this in the Tshuva as well. You have to say the chiddush according to the Rambam is that it's not called Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah. That one might have thought that this is a built-in Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah, because you have a dynamic where there are multiple people in each room, so therefore there might be other people coming. So the chiddush is, no, it's not Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, once the yichud situation happens, it happened, and that's a real problem.
Can you say it's
also
chiddush because
stam min ha-prutzim? He already told us stam min ha-prutzim earlier in that same halacha, didn't he?
Or yeah, later? It
supports it, but like, meaning that's what the Gemara is being mechadesh? That stam min ha-prutzim. No, because the Gemara doesn't say it. The Rambam is misquoting the Gemara. I mean, the Rambam is saying different than the Gemara because stam min ha-prutzim. My question is, according to the Rambam, what's the Gemara's chiddush? The Gemara says a chiddush that of some sort, that when you have men in one room, women in the other room, there's going to be a problem. The way the Rambam says that the problem is only created when a man ends up alone with women. Shkayach, of course that's a problem. What's the whole chiddush? The whole chiddush must be that it's a problem even though one might have considered this case to be Pesach Pesach Lurish Rabin. Therefore, we say, no, it's not Pesach Pesach Lurish Rabin.
The
chiddush of the Gemara is that you get Malkus. And why is that a chiddush?
Well, you might think it would be mutter to have Anashim Bechutzim and Anashim Bechutzim and vice versa.
No, but according to the Rambam, it is mutter to have Anashim Bechutzim and vice versa. It's only also when someone actually goes into the other room.
It could be that you could still get, they could still be punished. But Choshish, the Lashon of the Gemara is Choshish, and there's still some kind of Choshash. It's not 100% mutter.
I don't know. The Rambam doesn't say that it's Asur. The implication of the Rambam is it's only Asur when someone goes. That's what it sounds from the Rambam. Now, how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? Like the Rambam or like Rashi? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the exact lashon of the Rambam. Clearly paskin like the Rambam. So it should be case closed, right? That we should paskin like the Rambam. But the Nosei Kelim and the Shulchan Aruch both quote Shitas Rashi. And very often when they do that, they're doing that to tell you we should be choshesh for that. Even though they don't say, you know, yesh la'achmir for this shita, but they quote shitas Rashi, chalkas b'chalkek, b'shmuel. So it could be that they're trying to tell us to be, so me'ikra din, since Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, me'ikra din, maybe we should pass like the Rambam.
But there's room to be choshish for Shitas Rashi over here, specifically because the Nosi can quote Rashi.
Are they saying that the Shulchan Aruch is saying Rashi's Shita?
No, I don't think so. The Shulchan Aruch is saying the Rambam Shita. They happen to mention Shitas Rashi. And they're trying to say we should be makpid for Shitas Rashi, I would think. Now, okay. Why might we be makel with the housekeeper situation? What are the svaras to be makel? So first of all, Rav Moshe, if you saw an Osia test, very, very clearly is not okay with it. Rav Moshe says, even if she locks you in the room and you can't get out, he's not okay with it. Why is he not okay with it in that situation, Rav Moshe writes? Because she may lock you in the room, but she may want to be with you. The issue of yichud is not because a man might be ma'anis a woman. The issue of yichud is that they might consent to be with each other. So if she has a desire to be with the man, she'll take the key and unlock the room. So as long as they have access to each other from either side, it doesn't matter who has the key, who has the ability to open the door. If any one of them has the ability to open the door, you have a problem. Rav Moshe says, that's going to be a problem even if, let's say, and this happens, a guy told me, I got this shayla once, a woman had a baby and she was in the hospital. The woman's mother moved into the house to take care of the kids. And the husband came home from the hospital late, like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. His mother-in-law was in the house and his two young daughters were sleeping. So he had an awake mother-in-law, two sleeping daughters, no wife in the house. His wife is in the hospital. Can he sleep in the house? Is there any heads of him sleeping in the house?
Can he go into the house?
It's a real dilemma, right? So Rav Moshe says, no way! Absolutely not! What if he works out that he's going to go into the master bedroom, and the master bedroom has its own bathroom, and he's going to have whatever he needs in the house all night, and he's not going to open the door until he hears the pitter-patter of little footsteps in the morning. So he's not going to open the door until his kids are awake. So they're going to work it out that there's not going to be a yichud until the kids are awake. Rav Moshe says, still no good. Still not happy about it.
Give his daughters can come in. So
not when they're sleeping. You assume when they're sleeping, then it's not going to help. They could wake up, but yeah, but the assumption is that when they're sleeping, we're not concerned that people are just going to wake up. So Rav Moshe would say absolutely not, and there's nothing you can do with this guy. Tell him to sleep at a neighbor. So his mother-in-law, like, essentially, halachically throws him out of the house. He's got to find somewhere else to go. Now, let's see, what are the tzadim l'hakel in these kinds of situations? So Chazanish, in Simon Lamed Daled El Safed, Chazanish quotes our Gemara. I apologize for some of the typos over here. Chazanish writes, this whole Gemara discusses when there's an inner room and an outer room. That's where Rabbi Chana says, "Shnayim b'chutz mutter, d'lo cheshin shami yavol lefnim, k'mod mutter pesach rosh hashanah." That we're not worried about someone from the outside going in because it's just like pesach rosh hashanah. Al tgav d'biyado linol adelos lo cheshin and sheyinol. Even though they could always lock the door, we don't think they're going to. And manda also saw the kibun shein derech pesach anoshim elale and tefiyut. So I'm trying to get v'yesh la'ayin. Here we are, about 5-6 lines into the paragraph. V'yesh la'ayin. Im ein kan pnimi v'chitzom. Let's say you don't have an inner room and an outer room. Ela shneim yesh lam pesach l'chatzer. Both rooms open up into a common area. V'gam yesh pesach b'nehen. And they also open up into each other. Where is this most common? The picture that he's drawing. In a hotel. A lot of times hotels have like a door in between the two rooms. So like when a family stays there, they can open the door. When it's not a family there, they can lock the door. So they have a doorway that can go between the two rooms. They also have doors that go from the rooms to the hallway of the hotel. So can you have a woman in one room, man in the other room? They open up to a common hallway, and they also open up to each other. I chashiv yichud. Is that considered yichud? V'im neima dezeh lo chashiv yichud. And if you can say it's not considered yichud, shari af im ish echod b'cheder zeh v'ish ha'achas b'sheni. So he says like me, for some reason, right? That once you're going to say it's not yichud, then even one and one is fine. One man, one woman, and they have total access to each other. But they don't need the access to each other. They can get out by going through the hallway also. According to Rashi's understanding, the whole concern of the Bifnim Bachutz is that you're going to end up going through the area that you need to go. According to who? Who said that it's going to be that you're going through the area? That was Rav Kahana. And the Brisa says, no, it's not about going through. It's going to end up that you're sneaking into some place you're not going to go. And according to the Rambam, you don't have a problem until anything happens. So in this case, according to the Rambam, this should for sure be fine, because nothing happened yet.
Are you talking about a case where there's a room in between, or just like in the hotel where there's
nothing? Nothing in between, no room in between. So according to the Rambam, it should be absolutely fine. According to Rashi, well, the Rav Kahana's version was, right, I hope I'm not getting it backwards. Rav Kahana's version was that if it's men on the inside, that's where you have a problem. Because the man has to go through where the women are, right? Is that the one? Is that Rav Kahana? Yeah. So since he has to go through where the women are, so men on the inside is going to be a problem because he has to go through there. Well, in this case, does someone have to go through the other room? No, they can get out by going through their regular front door of their room to the hallway. Right? According to Rashi's understanding of the Braisa, no, what do you say? According to Rashi's understanding of the Braisa, what was the concern? That they might sneak in. Not that they have to go through, they might sneak in. Well, do they have access to sneak in? Yeah. So according to Rashi's understanding of the Braisa, you would definitely have a problem over here. Meaning, I'm not reading the Chazon Ish right now, I'm telling you how we would finish the sentence that the Chazon Ish started. Chazon Ish says, you have two rooms next to each other that have direct access to each other, but they each have direct access to the hallway. According to the Rambam, Vaday, not a problem. According to Rashi's understanding of Rav Kahana, not a problem, because they don't need to go through each other. According to Rashi's understanding of the Braisa, yes, a problem. What would you say, La'alacha, then? Why? No, so argue with him. He says, you got to be machmir for the Braisa. Rashi's understanding the Braisa is l'chumra over here. No, argue. What does Shulchan Aruch paskin?
The Rambam.
Aye, but the Nosei Kelim say to be choshesh for Rashi. You know what you have here? Svek sveka. Suffolk, maybe we pass like the Rambam and the whole question doesn't start. And even if we pass him like Rashi, maybe Rav Kahana's version is correct and not the Braisa's version. So you have Svek Sveka, Lakula. L'chari, you can go Lakula in that case. That's how I would have finished the sentence. I don't think that's how the Chazon Ish does. Let's see what the Chazon Ish says. V'yalfa gavdik she'ein Pesach b'nein v'aday shari. Also a very important comment. If there's no doorway between them, and they only go out into a common chatzer, then it's for sure mutter. We're not worried that he's going to go into another room and then enter her room. What's he talking about? Are there people in the chatzer or not? If there are people in the chatzer, he needs to tell me that. That we're not choshesh, he's going to go into the chatzer, and then, like, I'm not choshesh that I'm going to go out into, take a subway, you know, go, then walk through Times Square, go to the, go to some apartment in Manhattan where a woman lives, and have yichud with her. So I shouldn't be able to live on this earth because I'm out of access. Obviously! We're not choshesh, you're going to go through a public area where there are people and then go into a private place. That's ridiculous. He must be assuming that the chatzah that we're talking about, there's nobody there. You know, the chatzah, there's nobody there, and still we're not choshesh, because the Gemara never said that. The Gemara only said two rooms with direct access to each other. There's never a chashash. You can go out to another room and then to the room where she is. You live on the top floor of an apartment building. Every floor has two apartments. Right? One on each side, let's say. and you're on the top floor, and there's another family that's also on the top floor. You know the husband's on a business trip. The woman who lives across the hall, husband's on a business trip, and your wife is not home. Are you allowed to go home? Are you allowed to be in your apartment? So one could have argued, no! Because no one else goes through the top floor, no one has a derech to go through the top floor, that's panimi! That's an inner room where you're already alone with her in an inner room! But you're not already alone in a room. Why? Because you're in your apartment, she's in her apartment. But they have access to each other and no one else is coming. It's not Pesach Rosh Hashanah, no one else is coming. And they have direct access to each other. Not direct access. Only through a chatzah they have access. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not a problem. Not everyone's so convinced. Since Eliezer thinks it's Roy Lahachmir, and they should at least be very careful not to go in the hallway when at the same time. And at least that probably everyone would agree that if you hear that she's out in the hallway, you shouldn't go at the same time. That might be a problem. Anyway, Mikol Makom. Maybe the existence of a door between the two rooms, even though they can each get out through another door, creates a greater Yetzer Hara. The fact that it says Pnimi is not a raya, that Rav Kahana, but Rav Kahana lo aser b'shnayim, that he didn't answer, you know what that means? Not sure. V'chein l'may d'tana b'braisa, yesh lomer d'bi yesh lam derech l'chutz li'olam aser, dilma yikanes l'chedra. That if they walk through the outer room, it's always going to be aser, because maybe you'll go into her room, v'chaveru ein raglu metzuyu l'kan, and your friend's not going to follow. So what do we paskin, says the Chazanish? V'nira de'in banu koach le'asar. Kivin shalo hiskar b'b Gemara. Gemara spoke about a very specific case. There was a panimi, there was a chiton. The only way from the panimi to the outside was through the chiton. That's it. That's asar. Nothing else is asar. Chazanish says we can't make new gezeros beyond what the Gemara said. Even within Rashi, this whole discussion is within Rashi. Why is the whole discussion within Rashi? Because according to the Rambam, again, the question doesn't start until someone's actually in the other person's room.
I think this like a hallway in an apartment building, that there are only two rooms, that there
is
a doorway that
can explode. So the Chazanish says no. The Gemara specifically spoke about a panimi, because the reason it's not the same is that you can get out of your apartment without ever going into hers. So that's the difference. So that's one side of the Lahakel. Is that the Chazanish seems to be saying that if the man is in an inner room that only exits through a room where a woman is, the Gemara says that's aser, but they're in separate rooms, and you don't have to pass through the woman's room to get outside, that would not be an issur yichud.
Yeah, but that's also saying
So the Chazanish kept saying chatzer, but again, the chatzer that he was talking about seemed to have been a chatzer that nobody's there, because if it was a chatzer that somebody's there, then it should be obvious. Right. He never said cheder. He never said just another room in the house. So let's move on to another tzad d'hakel. The Chachmas, I'm already over time. Can you give me 5 minutes? Can you do 5 more minutes?
Yeah.
All right. So the Chachmas Adam in Kalkuv Chavav Ozayin, as explained by the Binas Adam over there, says when there are two rooms, and we're not going to read inside because we're out of time already. When there are two rooms, an outer room and an inner room, if a man's in one, a woman's in the other, so that's Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether you have a Yichud problem, right? Right there is Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says that obviously it's aser. The Rambam says that it's mutter. Now Rashi says, why is it aser? That the case of the men on the inside, women on the outside, is aser, or the opposite is aser, because it's going to lead to yichud. And he implies that the iser is not for the man to go into the place of the woman, but even to set up a situation which will lead to yichud if the man will go into the women. But the Rambam says this is only when the man actually goes into the area where the women are present. But set up this, I mean, he sets it up very straight, Rashi Rambam. And he says, how do we paskin? Like the Rambam. He says, the Torah paskins like the Rambam, and it seems that that's the halacha. So,
Whereas the Chaznish was working within Rashi because the Nosei Kelim say that we have to be Choshish for Rashi. And maybe there's a Svarit to say, according to the Chaznish, that as long as there's another room and you're not in exactly the situation the Gemara set up, it's going to be Mutter. Chachma Sadin doesn't get that far. He said, we all like the Rambam, there's no issue, period. The Divrei Malkiel, points out the Svek Sveka idea that I mentioned before. He was asked by a guy who had a family with three women and one man in the family staying by in this lone guy's house, and the husband went out of town. So he wanted to know, can he be alone with these three women? And it was not by Lebeir. If he can lock himself in a room and be alone in that way. So he says, Svek Sveka. Maybe the Rambam's right, that it's only a problem once somebody actually walks in, and even if Rashi's right, maybe we're only worried about men walking out, but not women walking in, meaning you have the Bryce and Rav Kahn.
And the Isha Ima?
What? Oh, mother and daughter situation. He doesn't even go there, but that's a good point. Meaning Rav Moshe says it's over Pasha that that would be okay. Yeah. But he says two separate rooms is entirely different than Pnim Lechutz. You don't have to pass through each other's rooms, and therefore it's definitely okay. So if you're in a room where you don't have to go through the room where the housekeeper is, he says, Dover Pasha, that would be okay. Then he says, and this point that Tzitz Eliezer picks up on as well, go back to the other story, the Rav Bibi story. What did Rav Bibi say? Let's move the ladder so that we could avoid a yichud problem. Why does that avoid a yichud problem? You move the ladder, you know what could then happen? The woman on the bottom will take the ladder and move it right back. No? And then you invite her, have access to each other. Why does it solve the yichud problem? Take the ladder away. That solves the yichud problem. So both the Divrei Malkiel and Tzitz Eliezer say very simply, now I would have said the woman can't lift it. Remove the ladder before everyone leaves, and that way Rabibi's in the attic, he doesn't have access to the ladder, only the woman has access to the ladder, she can't lift it. I think there are those that say that way, I didn't find it now, but I think I saw that once. But Tzitz Eliezer and Malkiel say, no, it's not that the woman can't lift it, it's that it's a hecker. As long as you create a hecker to remind you, oh, don't go there, then even Lashitas Rashi, it's not a yichud problem. Rashi says, Anashim b'fim, Anashim b'chutz, or vice versa, is a yichud problem, because you might end up in a yichud situation, because all it involves is walking into the other area. But if you have some other step that has to be taken in order to do it, then that creates a hecker. And the hecker is enough, because right now this isn't a yichud situation, you're not in the same room, but we're going to treat it ki'ilu it's a yichud situation, but it's like removing the ladder. So make a step that would be the equivalent of taking a ladder and bringing it to that area, and that would suffice. So, says Tzitz Eliezer, if you have a door with a key, lock the door with the key, put the key on the other side of the room, now you have a hacker. The only way you're going to be able to get out is by going and fetching the key and putting it back in the door and opening the door. Mutter, even according to Rashi. What if you just have a lock on the door? That's probably not a hacker. That's probably not enough. It would have to be something that would be moved to that area in order to get it open. So if you could block the door with something, you go into a room, you block the door with something, where now you would have to move that something in order to get out, then l'chora, according to Tzitz Eliezer, that would be okay. He still doesn't recommend doing it at night, but he says at least during the daytime, that should be okay. Yeah?
According to Moshe, would that be a problem?
According to Moshe, all of this is a problem. Yes.
The necessity thing, especially for the Rabbi and blocking an attic, apparently he's obviously going to have to come out,
yeah, but maybe he'll come down after everyone's already around. Now, why does Rav Moshe not hold of any of this? Because this is Rav Moshe Lishitasa. Rav Moshe always thinks that one step removed from Yichud is Yichud. Meaning that if you're one easy step removed, it's Yichud. Why do I say Rav Moshe Lishitasa? Rav Moshe held, you're standing in front of an open window in your house, and the whole world can see inside where you're standing, and can see you, can see the woman, and can see that everything's fine. Says Rav Moshe, but if there's a room in that house that they can't see into, even though you're standing in front of a window right now, Rav Moshe knows Beis Nachuva, you have an issue Yichud.
What? How's that an issue yichud? We're standing there, everyone sees. You're one step removed. Rav Moshe, you're driving down a car, crowded highway, everyone can see into the car window. You have an issue yichud. Why? Because you could so easily veer off. So Rav Moshe holds, whenever you're a step removed from yichud, being in a separate room doesn't help. Because whenever you're a step removed, that's called yichud. That's Rav Moshe's model of yichud. And most people, when you talk to them, assume Rav Moshe's model of yichud because Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva and he was Rav Moshe. But what I submit to you, and I again, my rebbeim and people that I respect very much think I'm crazy, but I think that Rav Moshe is a das yachid in this matter. And that the way most other poskim view yichud is that it's not actually yichud unless you're in the same room. That's what we call yichud. Being in the same room is yichud. Being in different rooms is not called yichud. When you're in different rooms, then we have to discuss, is there a chashash? It might be in the same room, those kinds of things, but it's not actually yichud unless you're in the same room. And therefore, as long as you put the proper hekker in place, and you're not in a situation where you have to go through the room where the person is, you know, all of those things that we just learned about, l'chora, it should not be a yichud problem at all. In the Sefer Torah, Yichud is predictably machmir about this, but he builds his entire argument that Shitas Rashi never even mentions that the Rambam exists, which is hard to stomach, considering that the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great day.